Giving you a second helping. Second helping. In bite-sized form. The Jared and Kathy podcast.
Watching TV last night and one of the characters dies. And when you die, your eyes are wide open, right?
Right. Well, sometimes they are, yeah.
Well, some. In order to close that, the characters always seem to just like John Travolta caress the eyelids down.
Right.
Is that actually true? Like if I passed on with my eyes open, could you just gently wave your hand over a person's eyes and close the eyelids? I envision it being more of a struggle. Like a shutter that won't close.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking, you know, if they've just passed on right away, I think that would probably be something that would be done very easily.
You think it's
easily.
Just a gentle...
I think so,
could you
yes.
do it with one hand? I couldn't.
I don't think I could either. But, you know, not everything that happens on TV is real.
What?
When my mom passed away, we were saying our goodbyes, but after they passed away, sometimes a muscle and her eyes opened. The lady that was doing the palliative care, she came in and explained it to us, and that's all she did was just... bring her hand down on her eyes.
Oh, yeah, because a lot of muscles would tense up when you pass on, but that's probably not a real strong muscle.
No, not real, but in strong enough to open her eyes. That's why I guess they used to put pennies in the eyes a long time ago.
So I thought that was to pay the toll into heaven or something like that, the pennies on the eyes. But you say it's to hold it down?
Yeah, to keep the eyes closed.
A daughter came home the other day and she says, you have homework. And I said, excuse me? And she said, in social, I have some questions I have to ask
you. Like you, Kathy, have homework.
Yeah, like me. She says, I have to ask you some questions. I said, okay. And she said, she wanted to know, like, what year I was 15 years old in, because that's the age they are. Of course, I didn't tell her that. she wanted to know what some of the sayings or slang words were when I was 15 years old, and I really couldn't think of any, so kind of grabbed the old yearbook and went back and looked, and I was saying things like bummer and be there, be square, and don't have a cow, man.
Really? How long were you in high school? Because you went from Spicoli to The Simpsons.
Breaking news that stops this newsroom in its tracks. Live llamas on the lam in Sun City, Arizona.
The Maricopa County Sheriff's Office confirmed that officers here had never had to deal with wayward llamas before.
This is live footage you can't make up.
Amazing.
There is no word on who owns these llamas or where they belong.
It appears that we've now got a zone defense.
Kind of march like they're marching onto the Ark on Noah's Ark at some points in time up and down the streets.
Not since OJ in a white Bronco have the news channels and society been so taken back by a story of a couple of llamas on the run yesterday.
Following it, like live watching these llamas as they were making their way around the community in Arizona, it was so funny to see, and yet you just couldn't take your eyes off of them because you wanted to see what happened.
Seriously?
It was, they are so cute.
Growing up in central Alberta, you know what we call a couple of llamas that got out of the pen? Tuesday. There's llamas everywhere.
Apparently not in Arizona. Apparently it's a big deal.
It wasn't the only thing that people were freaking out online about.
Oh, yeah. Last night, you couldn't go anywhere. Somebody was asking you about the dress. What color is this dress? I was at the Labor Club last night for ringette practice, and all the girls were talking about it. All the parents were talking about it.
What it is it's basically some kind of optical illusion, I guess, where some people will look at this dress.
If you're sensitive to light, your eyes, you will see black and blue. If your eyes are less sensitive, you will see the white.
We're not trying to pull a fast one or anything either. It's Kathy and I see a completely different dress.
I see the black and the blue dress. Jarrett sees the white and the gold.
Where can people go to see it?
We have it on the River Facebook page and the website, 1077theriver.ca.
Officially, the woman who posted the picture.
I see white and gold in that picture, but I was there at the wedding and it's blue and black.
To nominate someone for the show, you can head to canadasworstdriver.com. We also have a link on the River Facebook page.
River Facebook page.
What are you doing?
I'm booking you a Toronto vacation.
I'm not that bad. In sports, in the NHL, the Flames.
You're YouTube worthy.
No, I'm not.
You think signal lights are just to wave hi to people you recognize on the street?
Well, isn't that what they're for? No.
Just signaling
kidding.
Hello? Hello, left side. Hello, right side.
Morning
hello,
flurries.
Hello, world.
Stop.
Hit the hazard.
Stop.
107.7 The River, online exclusive.
Do you remember the name Marshawn Lynch?
Oh, he was the guy with the football player who didn't want to answer questions, right?
I'm here so I won't get fined. I'm here so I won't get fined. I'm just here so I won't get fined.
He has applied for a trademark on that.
Of course he has.
So he can put it on. He said the responses from fans were very convincing, and he'd like to put together a clothing line of I'm here so I won't get fined.
And make millions and millions of dollars.
That's actually kind of a cool shirt.
I'm here so I won't get fined.
Wear it to work?
I love the idea of wearing it to work.
You wear it to your kid's recital?
Yes.
You wear it into H&R Block? How about Lady Gaga?
The meat dress and the egg and the fancy wigs and all that other crappy stuff aside, she is an amazing singer.
You think Tony Bennett rolls into studio with somebody without amazing talent?
Of course not.
Of course not.
Of course not.
The one thing that stood out to me that I really didn't appreciate, and don't get me wrong, I don't want to sound like a bad guy where I don't want people to do good things for others, but it seemed like every single person that won an award last night was just hopped right up on that soapbox.
I actually liked that. I thought that was pretty cool. Ugh. I mean, you know, as a celebrity, you have this podium. Might as well say something positive, something, you know, worthwhile, something that could make a difference. And I kind of liked that. I thought that was probably one of the best things of the show.
I heard that if they extended it to a sixth hour, the next winner was going to hop up on the soapbox and start talking about curbside recycling in Lethbridge.
Bringing you the best of Jarrett and Kathy in podcast form.